The history of it is Justin Haley came up with an idea after they put the pump there. He told Donnie, hey, you know, we could put a park here. So then Donnie came to me and said, look, we'd like to make at least a path between the well observatory to here. So we went to Public Works. They did a really good job. We said, hey, can you do the hardscaping for us? And they did an excellent job of hardscaping where we could access it. And then I came up with the design. This is my design. I like it. And it looks good. And that's about all there is to it.
And you planted a couple different kinds of trees and shrubs, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, the Japanese maples and the choke cherries. Those are the trees I have at Bushman Park. Okay. And I planted them because they're fast growers. And I planted the maples because everybody loves Japanese maples. So I'm trying to have a red theme. I got like the awamanus, that's a burning bush. Mm-hmm. So ideally here in a week or two in the fall, it should be all bright red. That's what I'm going for.
And those will fill out and provide kind of a buffer between the pump station.
Right, they'll fill out, and also for the path. It's all about the journey of the path to, you know, to here. Because we're going to have like a picnic table in an area. So as time grows on, you'll still be able to see the water, but you'll have some, you know, privacy as you walk the path. And but that side's open. We left that side. We only left that beautiful cottonwood. That's the only thing we left.
Okay. So we're standing under a part. Is this the awning here new too as well? Or
no, this is the old pump station.
Okay.
And this is why this was Justin's idea to give it to us to make something out of it. It's a good idea. And then Don has some ideas. We're going to try to put a bathroom, yes. You can jump in here anywhere on that part. I don't do any of that stuff.
You're doing great, Jesse.
Well, they're going to put a bathroom in. It's going to be a small picnic area for people in town. And people have been really using it. And one thing I've really noticed is the RV people have been really using here. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place for them to pull in and park and eat lunch and stuff. And a lot of people that don't have, like, you know, a property that's got waterfront property been coming down here. And I really enjoyed it because I think you can see the wells a lot better now because you got a lot more open area. But, you know, we're trying to block it over there for Jody so Jody can have her privacy, Jody Tile, mm-hmm. which is, you know, understanding. So it should be, we got, the plants I got will grow into a hedge and those trees will grow fast. And so in 5 years, I think the whole neighborhood would be happy is what I'm thinking. I'm hoping. They're pretty happy now. I'm pretty happy with it.
Do you have more work to do? Is there a second phase?
I'm pretty much done with mine.
Okay.
I got a couple little chores. I got to put a gutter on off the building. And that's about it. I'm going to prune a tree. I probably have to stake some trees. And I might put some new gravel down the path, some of the crush rock, just so it blends nice. Just little things. Maybe a couple of days more worth of work. Nothing major. It's mostly done now.
It's publicly funded as a fundraising effort that went into it, but also Parks and Rec dollars, right? Or...
That's correct, yeah. We, Kathy Bracken and Sally Dwyer and many other folks in this actual neighborhood have put together a fundraising effort to be able to help us to purchase additional plants, additional bark, additional rock, so that way we could fully landscape this. We had set aside about $5,000 for the project when we found out that we would actually have the opportunity to do it. And as we actually laid out the plans for it, we saw that we were going to have a little bit of a shortfall. And just after the first trees started falling here, Sally Dwyer called me and said, Donnie, you know, what's the plan with the Whale Watching Observatory? What are you guys doing? You know, I'm pretty sure that the community would be happy to help support, you know, some changes down there. And I said, well, that's great. We have a wonderful plan. This is what we're doing. I kind of explained to her where we were moving forward with it. And she thought that was a wonderful idea. We got back together once I had a full plan and kind of an estimate of how much it was going to cost and told her, hey, you know, it looks like we're probably going to be about $2,000 short to be able to finish this project. And they've done a wonderful job. I mean, it's been fantastic to see the community jump in with both feet. Rexall Drug just gave us a donation of $500. Alps Credit Union gave us a donation of $500. There have been lots of local, just individuals that have donated $25 here, $100 there. It's really been fantastic that they've seen this as such a needful project and have been willing to support it.
So did you hit that $2,000 mark? Or?
We're about $200 short right now, but I believe that there will probably be some additional money that will come in to fill that gap. And if not, you know, we'll scrimp and we'll find that $200. It's really not a big deal. Yeah. The fact that they were able to raise $1,800 is just absolutely amazing.